We are very upset to see that the government is taking some harsh decision against our party, while our party has not infringed any law of this country. This is a sign that we are just living in a dictatorship, while the country officers or leaders are pretending that they are improving democracy inside Burundi.
So you have no idea what irregularities the government is referring to. Did you violate any rules?
We hadn't violated any rule of this country. And it is just a sign that the government is intended to make sure that there is no opposition in place.
The government says that all activities organized by irregularly constituted groups are suspended nationwide. Only meetings aimed at easing tensions within the party are authorized. Do you have issues within your party?
There is no issues, except that the government is just trying to support a group of less than 10 people who are just renegades, who are just changing their minds because they don't find themselves in some positions where they would be expected to be serving the ruling party from within the CNL.
Constitutionally, can the government suspend your party?
No, it is just another way to show that this country doesn't comply with the law, because a political party can only be suspended if it has infringed the laws. And in the case, the minister refers to not a single law of Burundi that has been infringed, because there is none of it. So we just deplore the fact that this government is only pretending to do its business correctly while it fails on every ground. And in terms of what the minister is pretending, we held two national conventions of our party. The government, the Minister of Home Affairs, which deals with the political parties, was informed and could allow this national convention to be held. So how come now, more than a month and a half later, they pretend that this was not regular conventions? Just because there is a group which is manipulated by the regime, which is trying to implode the party, the minister then can pretend that it was not complying with the internal rules of CNL. And just imagine 9 people out of millions of members of the party. What kind of democracy this minister is trying to pretend to improve in this country?
In the meantime, Burundi has legislative elections coming up in 2025.
Yes. It means that this regime doesn't want to be in a race with other political parties when comes the elections 2025. That's why they are suppressing us, because we are the only opposition party which was remaining active